starring Ezra Stone and written by Clifford Goldsmith, brought to you by Jell-O Puddings, those delicious new desserts all America's been talking about. They say the happiest years of life are the teens, but I know one person who has his doubts. Henry Aldridge. Henry has all the troubles and growing pains that most boys go through in their high school days, for Henry is a typical American boy. The scene opens in the Aldridge kitchen. The time is Saturday morning.
But, Mother, why won't you?
Because we can't afford it, Henry.
We can't afford just 8 cents?
I'm sorry, but that is the condition this family is in.
We can't afford 8 cents for what, Mother?
Believe it or not, Mary, we can't afford just 8 cents worth of breakfast food.
You mean Father's lost his law practice?
Your father has not lost his law practice. That 8 cents would be only the beginning.
Of what?
Well, Dizzy and I are saving breakfast food coupons, Mary, to get an outboard motor for a rowboat. And all I'm doing is asking Mother to stock up.
Yes, dear. And you might also explain that all you need is 12,000 coupons.
But we don't, Mother. We've already got quite a few. All we need now is 11,214.
Well, we are not stocking up with any 11,214 packages of breakfast.
I'm not asking anything so ridiculous, Mother. At the most, I'm just asking you to buy 200 packages.
All at once, Henry?
Sure, we can use that in a year, easy.
Henry, I don't want to hear anything more about it.
Okay. Has Mr. Sutherland called this morning?
Not that I know of. What would he be calling for?
Nothing, Mother. Just something I asked him to call me about.
Isn't he your Sunday school teacher, Henry?
Yes, Mary. Mother, have you tried looking at it from this way? If I were asking you to buy chewing gum or candy, it might be different. But breakfast food. Think of all the nourishment there'd be in 200 boxes.
And where would we keep 200 boxes?
Right here in the kitchen, where they'd be handy.
And where would I cook?
All right. You cook here in the kitchen, and I'll give over my room to the breakfast food.
And then you can spend all your time up there reading it.
All right, Mary. Ridicule me today. Well, wait until you look out on a lake someday and see me in a rowboat with a 2.5-horsepower outboard motor on it. Then maybe you won't think I'm so humorous.
Won't I? I'll answer the phone.
Mother, as soon as Mary is through with that call, do you mind if I phone Father's office?
What for, dear?
Well, I want to remind him to get the folks at his office saving coupons.
Henry, I don't like to discourage every suggestion you make, but I happen to know that your father is extremely busy preparing a case to be tried in court.
But, Mother, this wouldn't take 10 seconds. And if I can get everyone at his office eating good breakfast, maybe his whole practice will pick up.
You are not going to bother him, dear. And incidentally, your father does not want you to bother Judge Thompson's family anymore either.
I haven't been bothering the Thompsons.
You've been trying to get Mrs. Thompson to save coupons for you. Then your father finds it quite embarrassing when he has to try cases before Judge Thompson.
But Judge Thompson ought to be grateful.
In what way?
I'm employing his son.
I beg your pardon.
Sure, didn't I tell you? Freddie works for me.
Doing what?
Eating breakfast food. I pay him.
And who pays for the breakfast food?
Judge Thompson. But Freddie's got to eat something, hasn't he? And he might as well eat this and have it count toward something.
Henry, Mr. Sutherland just phoned and left a message for you.
For me?
Yes, Henry. He said that he'd considered your proposition and he didn't think it would be ethical.
It wouldn't be ethical? It wouldn't be ethical? Huh. Can you imagine that?
What did you ask him to do, Henry?
Well, if that isn't the most absurd thing I ever heard of.
What did you ask him to do?
The most simple thing in the world. All I asked him to do was to suggest at Sunday school that the class lend me a hand and eat my kind of breakfast food.
Henry Aldridge.
I don't blame you for feeling that way, Mother. It wouldn't have hurt him to ask him. And I would have been perfectly willing to give him a commission.
I believe it.
Well, you know what I'm going to do?
What?
I'm going to change my church.
Oh, no, you're not, Henry.
Oh, yes, I am, Mother. If you ask me, I don't think Mr. Sutherland has a Christian-like attitude.
Will one of you see who's at the front door, please?
I'll go, Mary. Maybe one of the men I have working for me.
Hello, Henry.
Oh, hello, Freddie. Come on in.
I got some bad news for you.
Yeah?
My mother says I can't eat so much breakfast food.
Why not?
My father wants to buy a car.
What's that got to do with it?
We need the money.
But I'm paying you good money.
But look at what you're paying me. 50 cents for every 500 coupons.
All right. If you keep on saving, I'll give you an interest in the motorboat, too.
I still don't think my folks can afford it.
Well, why don't you ask them which they'd rather have, a car or a motorboat?
But my father can't go to the courthouse in a motorboat, can he?
Freddie, I'm not sure, but I think I just had an idea.
Yeah? What else have I got to eat?
Nothing. All you have to do is sit back and count. Where's your father buying the car?
I heard him mention Johnson's Automobile Agency.
Well, let's go down there.
Why?
Well, if Johnson wants your father's business, they ought to be willing to cooperate a little, shouldn't they?
How?
By saving breakfast food coupons for us. Come on, Freddie. Let's put it up to them.
Joel, see who the two gentlemen are out in the showroom.
Okay, Mr. Johnson.
Hi. What can I do for you?
How do you do? We're just looking.
You have some very nice cars here.
Are you buying a car?
Well, we aren't exactly, but a friend of ours is.
He is?
Yeah, and he asked us to sort of look around for him.
What's his name?
Well, I'm not sure he'd want his name mentioned just now.
He just wants your advice.
Yes, sir.
How much is that car?
$795.
That's the kind he's considering.
How much is that sedan over there?
$2,840.
$2,840?
Yes, sir.
Is that FOB or delivered?
FOB.
How many spare tires does that include?
Two.
Only two.
You mind if we try sitting in it?
Do you have to sit in that one?
Well, we would like to see what it's like.
No.
You sit in the back, Henry.
Why should I sit in the back?
Who's buying this?
Boys, let me show you something. When you push each other against the doors like that, it scratches.
Gee, that's the trouble with a black car. It shows every button you've got.
Gee, I must have hit it.
Don't touch anything in there.
No, sir.
Not a bad dash, Freddy.
I don't like it as well as last year's, Henry.
Yeah, well, is that the speedometer?
That's the clock.
That isn't the right time, though, is it?
It isn't even running.
What's this here?
That's an ash receptacle. Would you mind putting it back, please?
Gee, it broke right off.
I asked you not to touch it.
I know, but it shouldn't break like that.
Well, what do you know about that?
You mind my asking? Does either of you have $2,800 in your pocket?
I haven't.
You have it between you?
No, sir.
Well. Will you step real carefully, like, out of the car?
Wouldn't you be interested in our making an offer?
For this job?
Well, it's a proposition for any car.
No.
Well, we know somebody that's buying.
Well, what's your offer?
Well, do you mind if I ask what you eat for breakfast?
What's that got to do with it?
Wouldn't hurt to tell us, would it?
Would you mind getting out of this? And out of this showroom?
Sure. We'll get out gladly. I guess he doesn't know who your father is, Freddy.
Nor do I care who he is.
What is it, Joel?
Just a couple of wanderers.
I guess you don't want his father to buy his car here, huh?
Who is his father?
Judge Thompson.
You're Judge Thompson's boy?
I sure am.
Well, certainly glad to know you, young man.
Thank you.
How do you do? I'm the son of Sam Aldridge.
Sam Aldridge? Well, you look just like him.
Yes, sir. That's what everybody says.
Well, make yourselves at home here.
Yes, sir.
You want the rest of your fenders ruined?
I'd like to feed and scratch.
Now, if there are any questions you'd like to ask, boys, just begin to shoot.
Yeah? What kind of breakfast food do you eat?
What's that?
You heard him.
Yeah, you see, we're saving coupons, and we thought maybe...
What kind of coupon?
Well, I've got one right here in my pocket. Here it is.
We don't eat that kind right now, but I'll certainly speak to my wife about it.
You will?
I'll get her to try it someday.
You couldn't get her to start tomorrow morning, could you?
Well, Joe, see this coupon?
Yeah.
Beginning tomorrow morning, you get your wife to save these.
You mean I got to give up cinnamon buns?
Well, we're going to help these boys out. Tell the fellas out in the shop there to eat this, too.
Oh, gee, that's pretty nice of you.
But here's what you could do for me. The judge, believe it or not, is thinking of buying one from the Yellow Arrow people. It's a good car if you don't want to drive it very far.
The Yellow Arrow?
And you'll tell her about our car.
Oh, sure. Which model here do you think your dad would like, Freddy?
I like that $2,800 job.
You hear that, Joe? The boys have taste.
You think so?
Now then, when would you like to have us send a demonstration car over for you?
To ride in?
Sure.
Gee, are you doing anything next week, Henry?
Not that I'd plan. Next week it is. Now, here, boys, before you go, I've got something for you. Right here on this table, here's two blotters for you, young man, and two blotters for you.
Well, gee whiz, what'll it be next?
You'll find that we'll treat you right.
Mr. Johnson.
What?
Isn't that Judge Thompson across the street?
Judge Thompson?
So it is.
You'd like to have me call him?
I don't think you ought to bother him right now. He's probably in a rush someplace.
Well, let's call him anyhow.
Well, he may not like to be pushed into a sale.
Oh, Judge.
Hey, Judge.
Yes?
I'd have you come back here to the showroom a minute.
I couldn't possibly stop right now. Have you been there for days?
Henry wanted me to look at something.
Don't be late for lunch.
Well, it's too bad he isn't going to come in.
Yeah, it is. Isn't it?
Well, I guess we better be going ourselves.
Goodbye.
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 Put in a word for it.
Come on, Freddy.
We've got to hurry.
Where are we going now?
Where do you think? Why just stop at Mr. Johnson's? Let's get the Yellow Arrow Company eating for us, too. Come on.
Well, Henry doesn't miss a trick, does he? And while he's trying to persuade the Yellow Arrow Company to do a little eating for him, I'd like to mention something about eating myself, something I bet all of you ladies will agree with. It's simply this. The real spice and charm of family suppers is in variety. Something new and different all the time. Lots of good desserts at your fingertips. There's the trick. And Jell-O puddings are one mighty swell answer. For you can have infinite variety easily and inexpensively. For instance, serve Jell-O vanilla pudding with juicy raisins added, or a covering of fluffy coconut, or fold in some tempting chopped dates. Jell-O vanilla pudding has a mellow, bland flavor that combines perfectly with fruits or coconut and gives you a new treat every time. Then try Jell-O chocolate pudding, rich and dark and luscious. And the Jell-O butterscotch pudding, as mouth-watering as golden taffy candy, with a wonderful, smooth richness. All three Jell-O puddings are quick as a flash to make. Simple directions are in every package. And when you've tried these three grand new desserts, you'll know why every day more and more people are saying to their grocers, "Give me Jell-O puddings in all three luscious flavors." From Henry Aldrich's activity over the last few days, his coupon should be arriving in truckloads. We pick him up now as he is counting with Freddie in Judge Thompson's home.
2,465, 2,466. I'm getting tired, Freddie.
Don't tell me you want to stop.
Maybe it's because I don't like to do anything that's wrong.
Well, go on and count, Henry.
Okay. 2,467. Listen, Freddie. Do you think that what we've been doing resembles bribery?
Bribery?
My father thinks it does.
How does he even know about it?
In an unguarded moment, I told him.
Everything?
Oh, just one or two of the high spots. And he says we ought to go to your father and confess.
Forget it. All we've done is ask somebody to save a few breakfast food coupons.
Sure. That's the way I think I'll look at it. And besides, Mr. Johnson hasn't even given all of his yet.
That's what I say.
Well, 2,468, no matter what you say, Freddie, I'm going to tell your father.
Henry, you want to make the mistake of your life.
But it was last Saturday that we did it, and I haven't slept since.
Well, don't go down to the courthouse to confess it.
You mean it would make it legal if I did it down there?
He doesn't like to be bothered. He's very strict about a thing like that.
Hello, Freddie.
Where did you come from, Father?
Oh, I spent Saturday afternoon at home. Mother here?
She's out someplace.
Who's that in there with you?
Just Henry.
Well?
Judge Thompson, could I speak with you a minute?
Henry, you're only going to upset him.
Just as soon as I take my coat off and put these packages on.
If you tell him, he's going to look at it from a purely technical point of view.
Yeah, but my father's trying a case in front of him. He says I've got to get things straightened out.
But you don't know what you're walking into. Father can't stand crime.
Crime?
Here, help me pick these coupons up.
Stick them inside your shirt. I'll put some in mine.
What we ought to have is a vacuum cleaner.
Well, Henry?
Okay.
What is it that's on your mind?
Judge Thompson, my father asked me to tell you something.
All right, Henry. Proceed.
Well, I just wanted to say, is it true you're buying an automobile?
I have been thinking of it.
Well, I think that's a very good idea.
That reminds me, there are several packages here that were left in my name at the courthouse. I wonder whether you boys would know anything about them.
Packages, Judge Thompson?
Of what, Father?
That's the curious part of it. This first package was left by some representative from the Johnson Automobile Agency. It contains several breakfast food coupons.
Isn't that strange?
It certainly is. Another package is from the Yellow Arrow Agency. And here is one from the Centerville Used Car Emporium.
All containing coupons, Father?
All containing coupons.
Do you suppose they're giving breakfast food coupons with cars this year?
You boys aren't by any chance saving breakfast food coupons, are you?
Saving them?
I hope that no one in this town thinks that I have reached the age where I save them.
No, I should think not.
At first, I was afraid you boys might be taking advantage of the fact I was considering a car. But knowing you as I do, I'm sure that bribery would be the last thing either of you would stoop to.
Yes, sir. If there's one thing that's terrible, it's bribery.
It certainly is. And it's one thing I never tolerate.
Yes, sir.
I'll tie these up again.
You mean you're going to return them?
I certainly don't know why I should keep them. But let's get back to what you were going to tell me.
Why, Freddie, do you remember what it was?
It certainly skipped my memory.
I had it right on the tip of my tongue, Judge Thompson. I couldn't tell you now if I had to.
Freddie, what in the world do you have wadded up inside your shirt?
Oh, that must be my underwear.
What do? Just carry it there? I see Henry's does the same thing.
Yeah, mine keeps slipping down. I'll answer the phone, Father.
I'll answer it, thank you. I'll take it upstairs. It may be the call, then. Thank you.
Freddie, take a look out the window.
What?
Coming up the walk. It's Mr. Johnson.
This is a fine time for him to come.
Didn't I tell you I should have confessed?
I certainly didn't stop you. You go to the door, Henry.
You go yourself. This is your house.
Freddie, see you at the end of the door, please.
Oh, is somebody there?
Here I am, boys, as good as my word.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Johnson, we don't feel we should be of any more trouble to you.
Now, don't you worry about that. The car is right out in front. By the way, here are some more blotters for you.
Ready?
Yes, Father.
Who is at the door?
A man with some blotters.
Wasn't that your dad that called?
Yes, sir.
Ask him to come along with us.
I don't think he'd have time, Mr. Johnson.
Oh, it'll do him good to get out for a ride.
I don't think we'd better even bother him.
Let me step in and ask him.
Ready? I'm closing my door, causing a drop up here.
See how nervous he is?
And if we light the car, that's all that counts with him.
Well, okay.
You wait in the car, and we'll be with you just as soon as we get our things on.
Hurry up, Henry. Get your coat. You got to get out of here.
Freddie, take a look out the window.
Why?
There are two more men coming up the walk, and they both got cars out by the curb.
You're crazy. There are four cars out there, and two station wagons are just pulling up.
Let's go out the back door.
And leave him here with my father?
Well, I don't want them.
You suppose we could get in Mr. Johnson's car and tell all the rest to follow?
And what?
And give them each a try along the way.
Sure, have a demonstration of nine cars all at once, I suppose.
How do you do?
I was sent up here from the Marvel Car Care Agency, and I'm from the Honest Duty Company.
Yes, sir. We'll be right out as soon as we get our coats.
And could you please tell the others to wait in their cars?
And would you mind my asking about how many cars your father is buying?
Just one.
Just one.
Yeah, but he's going to be very open-minded about it.
Sure, I can see that.
Boy, I'll say.
Come on, Fred.
Going out, boys?
Oh, yes, sir.
I wanted you to take a look out the window.
Out the back window?
Out the front window. Those cars out there. What do you suppose it is? Parade?
Well, maybe it's a traffic jam.
I wonder who that could be.
I didn't see anyone come up the walk.
Suppose you let me go to the door.
Oh, I just as soon answer it, Judge Thompson.
Henry, you bumped into a chair.
I'll pick it up.
And I will go to the door.
Well, Freddie, here's where everything busts open.
And all because of an idea you had.
I didn't think of all of it. At least I didn't think of this part.
Well, how do you do?
How do you do, Judge?
Henry.
Is Mrs. Thompson?
It's your mother.
Just passing by, and I wondered whether she might be in.
Would you like to have me go home with you, Mother?
Wait a minute.
You're not going to leave me with all the gang out there.
But my mother may want some help.
Henry, I don't need any help.
I'm sorry, Mrs. Thompson is out.
Perfectly all right, Judge Thompson. My goodness, Henry, let me fix your shirt.
I can fix it all right, thank you.
What did it do, dear? Shrink?
That's the way they wear them this year.
Oh. By the way, Henry, this isn't why I dropped in, but have you seen your father's humidor around the house anyplace?
His humidor? You mean that big sort of a mahogany box?
Yes.
I wonder whether that's the same one that's up under my bed.
I hope, Henry, you haven't taken to smoking your father's cigars.
Oh, no, Judge Thompson. I've just been using it to keep my coupons in.
Your coupons?
Did I say coupons? Yes, Henry. You said coupons. Well, that's what I mean, coupons.
Soap coupons, Henry?
Yeah, soap coupons.
What soap, dear?
Why, I wonder what that could be. Couldn't I answer that door, please?
Stay right where you are, son.
Yes, dear. Never open a door that belongs to somebody else.
How do you do that?
Judge Thompson, about how much longer is it going to be?
For what?
Why, for the demonstration.
You're planning a demonstration? A political demonstration?
A power demonstration. What the car can do.
You don't say so.
Of course, maybe there's a mistake someplace. You don't have two boys here, do you?
Two boys?
Yeah. Don't tell me I've been eating breakfast food three times a day just for nothing.
Boy?
You want us, Father?
Oh, there you are.
Freddie, look. There's a man here to give us a demonstration. I guess.
Hello there.
You boys are buying a car?
Well, not for ourselves. We're just looking into it for somebody.
For whom, dear?
For my Sunday school teacher, Mr. Sutherland.
Are you coming?
Goodbye, Father.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, Mother.
Goodbye.
Isn't it funny? Your father didn't say more.
Now, listen. Is your dad buying a car or isn't he?
That's just what I was going to ask.
Sure. He's going to buy a car.
Are you sure? Because my family's eaten enough breakfast food in the last week to use up the commission on three cars.
The trouble is, my father's sending all the coupons back to you.
Good. That's just fine. And until he buys a car, we keep them. And you can thank yourselves for that noise.
Don't you think we'd better chill a few of them to go home, Henry?
No, Freddie. I've got a swell idea.
Another one?
Let's get in Mr. Johnson's car and tell the rest to follow him.
Where to?
Out to the edge of town.
All of them?
Sure. And on the way, Mr. Johnson, would you mind driving me by my girl's house over on Walnut Street?
Now listen, boys, you've timed all nine of us in first gear. You've timed all nine of us in second gear. You've even timed all nine of us in reverse. There isn't anything more a car can do.
There's just one thing more, Mr. Johnson.
There is.
Sure. This is a peach of a road, and there's hardly any traffic on it. Couldn't all nine of you line up and we'll have a race?
A race? Nine cars have a race on a public highway?
Why not?
Are you crazy? And anyhow, there aren't nine of us anymore.
What became of the rest?
They've given up breakfast food and have gone back to their normal life.
You mean the sale is between us two?
It is.
Well, why can't we see you two race?
Oh, no.
You're afraid to.
What do you mean I'm afraid to?
Certainly looks it.
It wouldn't be a race. I'd leave him so far behind.
Says who?
I do.
Well, line up then.
You will race?
If it's speed you want, we'll give it to you.
How fast does Judge Thompson usually drive a car?
Oh, quite fast as a rule.
He does? Well, then, this is the car for him.
Oh, here he is.
All set?
He's all ready, Henry. I'll start him.
Oh, no. No, no. Let me start him. It was my idea, Freddie.
Okay.
Get on your mark. Get set.
Got her, Mr. Johnson.
I've got her. Go.
Hey, Freddie, can't you sort of open her up, Mr. Johnson?
It is open.
Yeah, but he's way ahead.
We'll beat him or I'll give you the car.
Look at her pickup, Freddie.
We're passing him.
Keep her open. Keep her open, Mr. Johnson.
He's shooting ahead.
I haven't even started to go.
What could that be? Maybe there's a fire someplace.
It's a policeman.
Yeah, he's racing too.
Well, I'm all this.
You mean
You mean we can't finish the race?
All right, stay right where you are. What is this, anyhow?
Oh, we were just racing, officer.
That's going to be a big help.
You know what the law permits?
Yes, sir.
All right, follow me back to town.
We're going to have an escort.
We certainly are. Pull over to one side and let this car that's coming go by.
Freddy, look who it is. Who is it?
Well, Judge, you couldn't have come along at a better time.
Uh-oh. It's my father.
Something going wrong, boys?
Worried you got the new car, Dad.
I bought it, Freddy. It was delivered just after you left.
It was? Is that right?
Judge, you ought to take $10 from both of these men.
They were demonstrating for the boys, weren't they?
We were.
Yes, yes. Well, report at the courthouse tomorrow morning, gentlemen, and I'll give you both a good talking to.
What becomes of the coupons we saved?
We'll turn those over to the police department. Perhaps they can get some new instruments for the band.
Where did you buy your car, Judge Thompson?
Didn't you know, Henry, that during the week your Sunday school teacher sells cars?
Him?
Yes.
Well, what do you know about that?
Henry Aldrich will be back with us in just a moment.
We don't like to think, ladies and gentlemen, that Jell-O puddings could ever create what might be termed a domestic situation. But just listen to our latest letter of the week. The author, Mr. Rodman Powell of San Francisco, is here in our Hollywood studio right now, enjoying a visit to the City of Stars as a guest of those star desserts, Jell-O puddings. And I'm going to ask him if he'll just read us what he wrote. Mr. Powell.
My favorite Jell-O pudding is chocolate. And it used to be that when my wife served it, she always made my dish a bit larger than the rest. Well, that started trouble right away. First, my daughter gave me a big hug and kiss and wanted to trade dishes with me. Next week, my son offered me a free copy of the magazine he sells if I trade with him. So now we always make up two packages for each meal instead of one. And we all have extra big dishes. My wife doesn't mind because it's as easy to prepare two boxes as one. And in this way, everybody's happy.
So everything's all right now, Mr. Powell.
To tell the truth, I don't know whether it is or not. There's some talk about three packages for each meal, and we may end up with four, one for each of us. Because when it comes to Jell-O puddings, about the only word my family seems to know is more.
Well, that just proves that you folks know a good thing when you taste it. And speaking of more and more families every day are discovering the smooth, mellow delight of Jell-O chocolate pudding, exclaiming over its rich, old-fashioned, chocolatey flavor. They like Jell-O vanilla and butterscotch pudding, too, and they enjoy them often because they're easy and economical to serve. So try these three delicious new Jell-O puddings yourself, ladies and gentlemen. You'll say you never tasted anything so good.
You know, Mary, Mr. Putney says I have a perfect lip for it.
A perfect lip for what, Henry?
For the cornet, Mary. He says he'll have me playing Jingle Bells by Christmas.
And where will the rest of us be by then?
Yeah, but once you get used to the cornet, it'll develop your musical appreciation.
Well, musical appreciation with fanfares, frills, trills, and many laughs will be coming your way next week, so be sure to listen at the same time for more adventures of Henry Aldrich. The Aldrich Family, starring Ezra Stone, is written by Clifford Goldsmith. Original music composed and conducted by Felix Mills. Don Wilson speaking and wishing you good night for those delicious new desserts all America's talking about, Jell-O puddings.